Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, es sagt es Peya, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. Again, Shikha means that the owner forgot a bundle of Tua. Could also be Tua that's connected to the ground. But basically, he forgot a bundle of Tua that he's unlikely to remember. Therefore, Ha'omer, if you have a bundle, Shehu Samach Lagafa, was left in the field, but Samach near Lagafa to a wall. Vila Gadish, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, maybe you remember from learning Perek HaKainis, Gadish means a stack of Tua. Was left near a stack of grain, Labakar, or was left near cattle. Vila Kalim. Kalim says about Tanura means plowing tools, Klei HaMachresha. Ushachachai, and the farmer forgot it there. He was carrying the bundles from the field, and he left it by one of these places. Beishami, I mean the Beishami say, Eina Shikha. It's not Shikha. He doesn't have to leave it for the poor people. He could take it back. Why? Because it was left near something important, we think eventually he's going to remember. It's only a matter of time before he says, wait, I put it down next to the wall. I put it down next to the Gadish, and so on. Whereas Ubesil, I mean the Besil say, Shikha, it is Shikha. And even if he left it next to the wall or the other cases in the Mishnah, it's considered forgotten. You have to leave it for the poor people, and the owner is not allowed to retrieve it. There's another pshat in the Batanura, which is actually the first pshat, that the machlokes in the Beisham and the Basil is only in a specific case. It's where the owner of the field took this bundle, thinking he's taking it to the city. Like you take your lunch, and you're ready on your way out, and then you put it down for a second. And afterwards, he just put it down next to the gate, or next to the Gadish, or next to the cattle, next to the Kalim. And he forgot it. He already picked it up to take it to the city. According to this pshat, it's only in this case that according to the Bishamai, look, he was already zoichin it, he already took it for himself. If he forgets it at this point, it's not shikha. The Baal HaSadeh can come back to the gate and take it. And the Basil say, even here, there's shikha. The fact that he put it down next to a specific place shows us that, look, it's not just he put it down to adjust his jacket. You see that he put it down in a specific place. That means he has charata. He's putting it back. And therefore, according to the Beis Hillel, it would be shikha. There are a lot of different pirushim over here, and we'll see more about this in further Mishnayos. But again, like we keep saying, we're planting seeds. For sugyas of Ezer Shem Yisbarach, you're going to learn Be'ian eventually. Right now, we're learning the Mishnah.